First case, please.
Thank you. The first application tonight is case 11728. The Joshua M. Freeman Foundation seeks a special use exception to place a temporary manufactured home type structure for offices. Sections 115-32A and 115-210A1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Lakeview Drive in Americana Bayside. The 911 address is 31750 Lakeview Drive, Selbyville. The zoning district is MR with an RPC. The tax map is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 36.01. Again, they're looking for a special use exception for temporary offices for a maximum of 5 years. There are no letters in support, no letters in opposition. We did receive 8 mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, sir. Okay, sir, do you want to go up there and be sworn in first, please? And anyone else you had that may wish to speak, would you have them come up, please?
Whoever's going to testify.
If you would, please.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Steve Marsh, 1704 Lower Millstone Lane, Salisbury, Maryland.
You wear right here?
Patty Grimes, 72 Willow Oak Avenue, Ocean View, Delaware.
Thank you.
Robin Spangenberg, 31685 Hickory Manor Road, Frankfurt, Delaware.
And do the three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Now, good evening.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Steve Marsh. I'm an engineer with George Miles and Buer. And tonight I'm representing the Joshua M. Freeman Foundation relative to the Freeman stage at Bayside. We're asking for a special use exception to use a manufactured home type structure for offices in the backstage area at the current stage to support the current stage operations. The office will serve as a production office over the next several years for a member of the Freeman Foundation staff to be on site while stage events are going on, as well as an office for the performers' production managers. Right now they really have nowhere to work while the artists are performing. The managers supporting those artists need to some place to set up to worry about the logistics of where they're going next, and they don't have anywhere to do that. Currently there are no offices on site.
Right.
The offices will also have bathroom and changing room facilities for the performers just to clean up and change after their show is over, before they leave the site. And then in December, we received from the Planning Commission approval of a master plan for the permanent stage to be located at the site next to where the current stage is now. And so while that permanent stage is being constructed a few years down the road, this would then turn into a construction office to support the construction operations while the new state, while the new stage is being constructed.
Okay. All right, sir. Let's see if we have any questions from members of the board. I'll start with you, Mr. Hudson.
What kind of time frame are you looking at from the production office to construction?
So some of that is still a little bit in the air because there's a fairly sizable fundraising event that is associated with getting the new stage up and running. It will be, I would say, at least 2 to 3 years in as a production office prior before, and that's at a minimum before we're able to move into construction of the new stage.
So you believe that the 5-year maximum will allow you enough time to do that?
I do. Right now, I believe that, yes.
And the you say the this trailer will use or be to the far end of the toward lot number 2?
That's right. I've got an aerial if I can show you all.
Yes, sir.
It's right up. Yeah. So yeah, right here. Okay, good. So it'll be so this is the current Cove and Golf shop right here. Mm-hmm. Parking lot, the stage is here, and it will be back here. So it's away from all the other residences, and it's backstage. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have some screening around it to shield it from the golf operations too. So it's pretty well isolated specifically to support the stage and not kind of out in the middle of the community.
This is, what type of structure will it be? A leased structure?
Can I pass something out? Is that okay?
Sure, if you hand it down to the secretary, please. Thank you.
Sir, that's two of them, Mike. You're asking for two buildings, two, man,
just
one?
Just one.
Just one, okay. I look like it's two of them right here.
Okay.
Okay, down there.
So we had submitted a site plan that showed all of the capital improvements for the stage. There were some other storage structures that got received planning commission. This is the only structure on site that required a special use exception.
Oh, okay.
And so that's probably what you're seeing on that site plan. So the idea is to use, you know, it looks more like a home, so it'll blend in nicely, we think, with the architecture of the area. It's not just a kind of temporary, it's a temporary structure, but it doesn't just look like, you know, an office.
Seems to be pretty much aesthetic.
Yeah, exactly.
Office, but it's not going to have the master bedroom and all that.
Well, they'll just be changing rooms. It's not, no one's living there. They're the service changing rooms for the performers.
Okay.
So that's just this, you know, there's no one living there, and it's only going to be in use during the stage events, except for the Freeman Foundation staff member who will be on site also during events.
Okay. Mr. Rickards, do you have any questions?
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
What do you, you don't put any stage shows on in the wintertime, correct?
That's correct. It's primarily, I guess, the beginning of, late May, beginning of June through September.
So you got, so when you have, that's not being taken care of as far as the stage is concerned, you're paralleling it with the construction office, is that what it's going to be?
So for the next 2 years, there will be, so the next 2 years, during the winter, it might just serve as the satellite office for someone at the Freeman Foundation.
Okay.
But during the winter, there's no stage going on there, so there won't be any performers using using it to get dressed or whatever. It would just be serve as a kind of a field office or a satellite office for the Freeman Foundation.
You'll be occupying that 24/7. Will you?
Yeah, so there will be someone, and they, you know, it's as a satellite office. They also have offices internal to the community, so there'll be someone, you know, on that site every day. So it's not going to sit there unused. But they have other offices inside of Bayside too. And then once the new stage starts for construction, there'll be someone in there all day while construction operations are going on to oversee construction.
Mr. Hudson asked you if 5 years was going to be enough. You
yes.
Know that's going to be enough?
Yes.
Okay. You know, when the 5 years are up, you either come here or...
We would have to come back. So the plan is in 3 years to start the new stage construction. We should be able to do that construction over 2 years. So that's the plan.
Very well.
Okay, and a special use exception, there's a rule that you have to go by, that we go by here, that you have to meet, okay?
Okay.
And that's special use exception will not substantially adversely affect the adjacent neighborhood?
That's correct. So we have...
You feel it's not going to affect anything?
We do feel that. And we actually, at an HOA meeting, we've let all the residents know what's going on. There was an HOA meeting last Saturday in which this was discussed.
Okay.
Yes.
And you told them what you're going to do?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. All right,
sir.
No other questions?
Mr. Wharton, do you have any further questions?
No, you asked all of them.
All righty. Thank you. Chef, do you have any questions?
What's the effect of traffic on with this? Will there be any?
So there will be no additional traffic other than what the stage already sees. So there's no, you know, the stage has traffic that's managed on site and has been for 8 years. Sorry, 8 years. And so this is not adding any traffic to that.
Okay. And you mentioned that you plan on using it as a construction office when the new stage is built?
That's correct.
Are you going to be putting in parking spaces, handicap accessibility for that?
There'll be parking spaces. There are parking spaces at the current Cove site now that we'll wind up using those, and we'll just build a walkway to the trail.
How far away is that?
So that's right over here. So the new stage, the revised master plan calls for this area to actually be the new stage. This is all going to come down, and that office will be right here, so it'll support all that construction right there.
Okay.
I have no further questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11028. The testimony has been that it will not affect the neighborhood, so based on the testimony, the special use exception is being sought by the applicant will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Okay. For a period of 5 years?
For a period of 5 years.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11728 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of that motion? Mr. Huffman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11728 is approved for a period of 5 years.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.